What's happening, everybody? Week 18, Saturday Night Showdown. We're starting off with Houston hosting Indy. Just a little bit of context about this game. Most of the people here we've got healthy. We've got ownership. We don't have any sims that have run yet. They haven't set up the sim. So go ahead and give me a follow at JJ McIntosh. And then we're also going to post a link to our Discord where we're going to post a lot of the updates to some of this stuff. So definitely hop in that. Check out the link. Vinny is going to post it. If not, hit me up on Twitter at JJ McIntosh. And we will get the we will get you that link, because I'm going to post a lot of leverage updates and stuff like that in there. We'll pop up the banner here at JJ McIntosh or at Notorious VJL. Let us know you want a copy of the link to get into the Discord. It's free. We're just in there chatting. We got a couple different channels. We got golf in there, baseball, all that stuff. So go ahead and hop in there. Going to be kind of cool. We started a while ago. Haven't really used it, but you know, to aggregate, kind of talking about some of the stuff, it's just a little easier than doing it over like a text thread. And then, like, if you guys want to hop in and just see what we're talking about, you know, that's all good too. So, looking at this, I think that, you know, Houston's going to win this game, and I think they're going to get score right around somewhere in the 30-point range. So most of my builds are going to be a little bit more Houston-centric. I really like a 4-2 Houston build. I really like getting both of the kickers in there. And then we were just kind of playing around with it. My two favorite pairs with Stroud are obviously Collins, but then Schultz. I like playing all three of those guys at captain. Really attractive. I like Josh Downs as my main guy that I'm targeting in this game to be the kind of the run back. Michael Pittman's awesome. Don't get me wrong. He's just too expensive for the kind of builds that I'm looking at. I might get to him in one or two, but really I'm going to prioritize guys like Downs, guys like Jonathan Taylor. I am going to have some Pittman, not full fading Pittman whatsoever, but you know, it's just kind of what we're looking at here. I don't really like the cheap wide receiving options for Houston. We got Noah Brown, who is out, who's played a pretty significant role for most of the year. I don't like Hutchinson. I don't like Mechie. And those are the two kind of main receiving options. I would rather go to like a Robert Woods, but I mean, I think Schultz is the clear cut guy. When Noah Brown is not in there, I would rather even find the money to go up to Singletary to pair if you wanted somebody a little bit more expensive. But I would prefer to play like Stroud, Collins, Schultz, and then like Kaim Fairbairn, right? Like a kicker in there. So like that's kind of what I would prefer to get to in this game. The Colts side, kind of crazy, man. It's really difficult to figure out where it's going. I mean, you know, Michael Pittman's going to get his, you know, Jonathan Taylor's going to get some run, but you know, they have been giving a ton of run to Trey Sermon. Zach Moss looks like he's going to be out. So like if you want to get cheap, I would rather play a, you know, like a Trey Sermon at 2,600. Damian Pierce is like just falling off a cliff. I don't think he's playable whatsoever in this. Granson's interesting. I think he's just too expensive at $4,000. Mo Alley Cox still plays. And Mo Alley Cox catches touchdowns. So, like, if I'm going to go cheap, I would just much rather play Mo Alley Cox over Kylan Granson, because look at all the money that you're saving. You can go up elsewhere. To me, personally, there's no real, like, true punt options here. DJ Montgomery is an interesting option at 3,600. But again, you know, I just don't think that you need to get there. No, the premium guys are not super expensive. So that's kind of where I'm going, right? So kind of just to recap, my favorite captains, like I really think that Stroud is a fantastic play at captain. He's going to run around a little bit. He's not getting owned that much, only 10%. I like that. I think the touchdown equity could be spread out a little bit. But, I mean, I think Nico Collins is also somebody. Really think Schultz is massively underowned at the captain spot at 5.5%. I think he deserves quite a bit of consideration. And if you play him at the captain, you can basically just play whoever, right? That's kind of where I would rather get cheap. tomorrow night. So let's see how it looks when I've got it pulled up here. Where's Schultz? There's Schultz. Yeah. So if you put Schultz in at the captain, it leaves you an average remaining salary of about 82, just over 8,200 per player. Cause then you can go Stroud, you know, Pittman, Singletary. Let's see here. Let's see what happens when you put in Collins. You could go Collins and then, you know, Mechie or Hutchinson, right? I mean, so there's a lot of different ways you could do it. You could go, you know, if you weren't going to do that, would like to go with both kickers, kind of like we talked about. You could almost get there. You just have to play around for a little bit. But again, I like Schultz at the captain spot. I think he's a really sneaky captain. For the Colts, I think that Jonathan Taylor is probably just based on the ownership here, is going to be your sneakier captain. I really like Josh Downs, though, and especially in larger field at the captain spot. Really think that he's going to be a good opportunity to get there. I don't have a ton of interest in defenses. If I was going to play one, I'd probably play the Texans. Scored special teams touchdown last week. I don't think you need to get down to any of these real cheap guys. I mean, if you want to play Trey Sermon, if you have some sort of conviction, great. But again, there's just not a ton of super expensive players where you're going to be forced to go do that this week, right? So, look, I mentioned at the top, hop in the Discord. I'm going to share once we get some leverage numbers, once the Sims actually run. I believe they're going to run tonight. We could take a look at where our leverage is and we can make our final calls from there. But, you know, I'm going to be Houston-centric on this one. If we take a look at, you know, the custom lineups that just get spit out, I think that, you know, it's probably going to be that. Yeah, first one, Schultz, Stroud, Singletary, Mechie, Taylor, Collins. Don't really love that, but you know, certainly not a bad one. Collins, Stroud, Schultz, Minshew, Mechie, Downs, like that's an interesting one. Looks like there's quite a few projected dupes. Mechie at the captain is a wild one. I don't think you need to get that weird. Who knows? You know, with Noah Brown out, Mechie really could come out and emerge. So at $1,000. It's something, you know, I want to see where the leverage comes out and how many times they're showing up in the sim before I kind of get to that. But we'll see what happens. Guys, good luck. We'll have another separate show posted as well for the Sunday night showdown. As always, like, rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate you guys following along. Peace.